That is so exciting. I've got Sanaa on the line, ringing in from Nam, Melbourne. Kia ora, Sanaa. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so pleased to be chatting. For our listeners, Sanaa is from Tamaki Makaurau, but she made the move to Nam last year and has been pursuing music and studying musical theatre there since. And earlier this year, she had her debut headline show at the Workers' Club Fitzroy, and it just all seems to be going very well. Sanaa, now over a year into the move, how have you found navigating the music community in Nam?
It's been such a beautiful journey, and I felt so welcomed into the community. Everyone here has been very lovely and very welcoming, and I feel like everyone's very uplifting, and that's been really, really exciting.
That's so lovely. We're here, of course, to talk about your latest single, All In, and congratulations on the release. It's so great. I've been loving listening to it.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Do you want to start by kind of talking us through a bit of the process and thought behind making this track? I feel like you're going to do a much better job at it than I will.
All In was something that I wanted to write a while ago, but I didn't think I was like mature enough and I hadn't had the life experience. And I feel like it's a very sensual and more mature version of my music. And I really just wanted to explore the excitement and love that I had been experiencing at that point in my life. And I hadn't really ever written a positive song, to be honest, which is kind of crazy. But I really wanted to
love that.
It's really hard. Honestly, it is. Considering the love life I have, it is extremely hard.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I think like it's so much easier. I think it's hard like writing like a I guess more upbeat song to like try find the balance of great lyricism and like getting your point across and keeping it upbeat without it like I hate using the word cringe, but like without making it cringe, I feel like it's hard.
Yeah, and that's something that I was very aware of. I didn't want it to be cheesy or cliche by any means. So yeah, I feel like I found a good balance of having a little bit of cheeky fun with it, but also being a little bit serious at times, if that makes sense.
Totally. I guess you've kind of answered it there, because I was going to ask a little bit more about it, and I guess you can kind of flesh it out a bit more now, but it does feel like you are exploring a new side to yourself lyrically, and it is like, it's cool to kind of see it, because you started releasing in 2022, and I feel like you can kind of see you grow up in the music that you've released. How does it feel to kind of reflect on your discography over the past couple of years now?
Yeah, it's really awesome, because I feel like I really can see my growth and I can see all the different chapters that I've experienced in my love life and in my platonic friendships and relationships as well. And I feel like I've got all this documentation that I can look back on, which is really awesome. I feel like now I'm in a much more fuller and whole version of myself, I guess. And so I want my writing to reflect that in a sense, but also I wanted the audience to still know that I obviously am still navigating love and all those things that come with being in your early 20s.
Totally.
Yeah, I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, no, totally. I think that answers it well. I guess like last time we spoke, you had just released Worst Thing I Could Do, which saw you experiment with like a slower tempo and indie sound. And sonically, All In feels like it's tapping back into some of your earlier releases. I'm thinking particularly with a track like Girl 132, which sits quite firmly in like the R&B pop sound. What made you kind of want to return back to the sound, or are you still feeling quite explorative with genre?
Honestly, I feel like it was just something that came naturally to me. I think that when I go through more vibrant and exciting parts of my life, I turn more to R&B music, if that makes sense. And so during that period, I was experiencing a lot of excitement and new chapters and whatnot. And I think that like I was listening to a lot of R&B, And that definitely influenced that. But I will say I still love writing indie music, and that's something that I don't really see myself not doing. And I think it's like finding a balance between my R&B side and my more indie side. But I still love artists like Clairo and Faye Webster and stuff like that. So it'll always be around.
Totally. I like that you're not like bound by one genre. I feel like you've explored quite a few and each works so well. But I think like genre can be so restrictive, and so it's nice to and probably fun to just allow yourself to take it where it feels natural instead of kind of pushing it to sound a certain way and be one thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You've released a lyric video for this single too, which shows the behind the scenes of shooting the promo for this track. And there's a lot of people who were involved in that. And I guess you can kind of speak to that now. But talk us through a bit about how you wanted to represent this track visually and your thought process behind that.
Yeah, I really liked the idea of like a girls' night out and like just having fun with your girls. It's so us, you know. So if you know that feeling of just getting ready and going out with your girls, and even if you're experiencing something with a partner, it's just not the same as your girls. And I really wanted to showcase that the song was about like the fun of it, not necessarily about the person that I was like directly singing about, if that makes sense. And so I feel like I really captured that excitement and that sensuality through the artwork and through the videography.
Totally. Oh no, nah, it's done so well as well, I think. You know, we, for our listeners, Sanat and I are friends, so it's we do this together. So it's cool to like see how you feel in that environment, which, you know, we'll both be in, and then putting that into your work is cool. You've done such a great job at it. All In is the first track to be released for your forthcoming sophomore EP, which is so exciting. Do you feel like this track is giving us a good teaser of what's to come? What can we kind of expect from the EP?
Yeah, I feel like it's a really good starting point. I will say there's a lot of R&B, there's a lot of pop, but I have also incorporated some other genres. There's a reggae track on there as well. Which really goes back to my Kiwi roots and like my more Ethiopian side as well, which is really fun to play around with.
Gorgeous.
And this whole EP is pretty dark at some points, but has some fun songs as well. And I really like the whole like tongue in cheek, playful writing. That's a big theme in all of the songs on my EP, and I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
Totally. Oh, I'm so excited to hear it. Are you able to share anything else that you're currently working on just before we play this track? What's kind of next? Releasing the EP, of course, but what are some more things you're excited for at the moment?
Yeah, just writing lots of music in all those studio sessions, meeting new people, and like lots of writing. I'm really excited for all that is to come and for you guys to hear this new EP.
Yay! Well, let's play All In for our listeners. It's so great. This is All In by Sanat. Sanat has been just talking to me for the past 10 minutes or so. It's been such a pleasure. Thanks so much for hopping on the phone, Sanat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. This is All In. You're on 95BFM.
Put